This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
I think we're at that age where very important conversations about our future need to be had. Not just our future, but our children and children's children. And we start with our pension funds. I mean, with every fragile economy finding out that the money that you has been deducted from your salary for the past years, your employer has not really been contributing to their pension fund. And therefore, you don't have anything when you do retire. I think that could be a sad thing, especially at a time where we are even just struggling to survive with our salaries that we receive. But I want to find out from you as well, besides your pension fund with your employer and so forth, do you have measures in place for when you do retire, other measures in place for when we do retire? I am joined on the line by pension fund adjudicator Muvango Lukaimani, who is on the line, and we get into the nitty-gritties of pension funds. Good morning, Muvango. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I am well, and you, Takan, and your listeners?
We are well, thank you. Now, before we get into the details of pension funds, let's first get this, an understanding of what our pension fund is meant to do, or how it behaves.
Yes. Most people in South Africa belong to what we call occupational fund. That is a fund that is established by the employer for its employees. Most government employees will be in the government employee pension funds, but private sector employees will be in pension funds that are governed by the Pension Funds Act. So every employer will have their own, or they'll belong to what we call an umbrella, an umbrella fund that would be administered, say, by one of the large insurers, and employers will just join onto that without having to establish their own boards and self-standing funds.
And also,
your own personal capacity, of course, you can also take a retirement annuity. A retirement annuity is also a retirement product, but it's one where it is you and the life insurance company that is issuing that on your behalf. So you'll see that, whereas with a pension or a provident fund, the amount comes off your salary. With an RA, it will usually come off your bank account, unless your employer offers a facility where they do stop orders and other third party deductions. They might do that for you, but it's got nothing to do with the employer.
No, absolutely. I mean, in the past years, we have seen how people would cry or be found left stranded after their employer, or after the realization that their employer has not really been adhering to what they need to be doing in terms of the pension fund. They haven't been making those contributions. Are there channels that I can follow to track whether my employer is doing what is needed to be done for my pension fund?
Yes, I think as a first, you must see whether the employer is effecting the necessary deductions from your salary.
Yeah.
So your salary advisor will assist you in that. Then you are entitled as a member of a pension or a provident fund to receive an annual benefit statement. So every year, you are supposed to get a statement that tells you, that will have your details, tells you what benefits you are entitled to, and also tells you whether your employer has been making contributions or not. It's unfortunate because funds are actually supposed to notify their members when an employer is not making their contributions, but some funds, in fact, most funds don't do that, and it's you as the member who will find out much later that your employer was not contributing. Mm. Other funds will offer you an online facility where you can go online and put in your details and then check how your benefit is doing and whether the employer is paying contributions. So it is very, very important that members check and are always up to date. And the first red flag will be when you don't receive your annual benefit statement. Then you know that because no employer is going to give you a benefit statement when they know that they are not fulfilling their duties. So you must always insist on having your benefit statement. If you don't get it from the employer, but you know who is administering your fund. Also, one key person that all members must know in the administration of a fund is what we call the principal officer of the fund, because the principal officer is a statutory position, and that person is obliged to answer your questions as a member.
Absolutely. And in terms of frequency of checking, can we wait for that annual benefit statement to see whether, you know, our employer has been complying with our funds, or do we check on a more regular basis?
I think it's always prudent to check on a more regular basis. You can check quarterly, at least it's still easier. It's like every 3 months or so. I think one of the things also that members need to do as they check quarterly is that then they must not, you know, you must make sure that you concentrate on the movement of the investment, because sometimes, you know, the markets go up and then they go down.
Yeah.
So you just need to also keep at the back of your mind that a retirement fund is a long-term investment.
Mm.
So while you might see movements from quarter to quarter, you shouldn't now overly be concerned and start bothering your trustees or board of management to say last month my fund was 2,000 rand more than what it is now, because they adopt an investment strategy that is long term, and so there would be frequent short term fluctuations in the market, but they tell you that the longer you stay in the market, you should a gradual trajectory of your benefits growing.
Yeah, I think I'm one of those people who gets very, very impatient with these long-term fluctuations that happen, because my the
you
people
must have the stomach for it.
No, I don't have that stomach for it. And the lady who has my files, she suffers a lot because I'm always asking questions.
Because they know that you are paying attention,
sure.
And they know what information they need to give you on a regular basis. And they also know how to explain the context of why you are seeing what you are seeing at that particular point.
Definitely. And then, I mean, before I let you go, when one finds out that the employer has not been making those payments, when we do these checks that you're encouraging us to do, what should we then do? What can we do? What channels can we follow to try and rectify this?
Well, before I give you the channel, let me just say that one thing in addition. It's very, very important to do those regular checks. You know why also? Because in a retirement fund, they also provide what they call risk benefits. Those are it might be a funeral cover, it might be a disability cover. They will also provide a death benefit. Now, those benefits are reinsured with an insurer. And if the fund misses a payment and you have an event that requires you to claim, then the insurer will not pay the fund and the fund will not have money to pay you. There are many people who will think they are going to get 3 million rand as a death benefit. The member passes away, the beneficiary get nothing because the contributions were not up to date. So it's very, very important that is kept up to date. And also as a member, keep updating your beneficiary nomination form, even though that beneficiary nomination form is not binding on the board. When you pass away, the board will decide who gets what for your dependents. But it's always good practice to just give them an idea of your wishes in there and where they can start looking. If you've got a complaint, you can contact our office. Our email address is inquiries@pfa.org.za, and our telephone is 012-346-1738, and our services are free of charge, so people, you don't even need the assistance of a lawyer, because if you are not sure how to complete the forms, we will guide you through the form completion process.
Absolutely. And before I let you go, those details of how they can get in touch with you, just one more time.
Okay, our email is inquiries@pfa.org.za. They can also visit our website at www.pfa.org.za, and they can reach us by telephone on 012-346-1738. 1738.
Thank you so much. And do have yourself a lovely day further.
You too. Thank you.
There you have it. Checking as at least on a quarterly is very, very important. But that benefit statement annually, you should be getting that from your employer. And if your employer is not contributing, they wouldn't want to give you that benefit statement. So make sure that you do receive those. If you don't, then inquire about them. If you don't get them even after inquiry, then start taking a deeper look at what is actually happening to your contributions into your retirement fund or your pension funds.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.